Tennessee's new law that makes it a crime for pregnant women to use illegal narcotics is coming up for debate again. Groups that tried to block the bill last year are now aiming to keep the law from being renewed. A year and a half in, the number of women who've been charged remains far below what opponents feared. Cases are measured in the dozens. Some counties have recorded none. But American Civil Liberties Union attorney Tom Castelli says just because prosecutors are using discretion doesn't mean the law should be extended.
I think the small numbers compared to, say, other crimes might suggest, why is this a crime?
Castelli says it's also impossible to know how many pregnant women have bypassed neonatal care out of fear. Advocacy groups have anecdotes about mothers giving birth at home to avoid prosecution. The law also has yet to drive down the number of babies born in Tennessee showing drug withdrawal symptoms. State Senator Reginald Tate, a Memphis Democrat, sponsored the legislation and says his goal has already been partly achieved.
More people are aware today than it ever was. There is more concern today about a pregnancy and a drug baby. I didn't hear this. My name was just mud at first.
Tate says he's open to critiques and would even consider letting the law targeting drug-addicted moms expire. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.